This is the Mind Shift Podcast, where we share real stories, real strategies that will help you find real success. This is the place to hear from people just like you who have taken their ideas, goals, and dreams from a point of inspiration to realization, or when life knocked them down, from a point of breakdown to breakthrough. I'm your host, Daryl Evans. Let's get started with today's episode. Hey, what's going on, my friend? Welcome back to the Mind Shift Podcast. I'm excited to be back with you today, and I hope you are doing well. Here we are in February 2024. The year is off to hopefully a good start for you, and I know we've certainly already begun to sense and feel the energy that is in the atmosphere. This is a year of elections here in the United States. There's all sorts of things happening in the stock market and the job market and with inflation. And some of us out here are having some adversity. And it's interesting to me that over the last 6 to 12 months, as I have worked through some adversity in my own businesses, in my own personal development, in my own mindset, in my own physical health, it came into a conversation that I was having with someone about this topic of adversity. And the conversation led to us having not as deep of a dive conversation as I'd like to share today, but it led me down a comment that I'd like to share with you and spend a little bit of time on in this episode. And that is reasons to appreciate adversity. Reasons to appreciate adversity. I'm going to give you three today that I've kind of identified over the years that I actually embrace about adversity. So the three big ideas about adversity, and then I'll unpack them. The first one is when you are encountering a level of adversity in your life, in your career, in your relationships, in your finances, there is an opportunity to transform who you are through that adversity. So the first idea will be you are given an opportunity to transform who you are, how you think, how you move through that adversity. The second point that I'd like to talk about for a brief moment or two is that adversity challenges you to shift your beliefs. And if you've been around the Mind Shift Podcast for any length of time, you know that our core mantra is shift your mind and shift your results. The third idea here is adversity challenges you, forces you, requires you to build or rebuild a new level of mental strength or toughness. Interestingly enough, adversity is not all bad. Interestingly enough, adversity hurts when you're going through it. It's not fun. No one really wants to sign up for it. But everything in life becomes what it becomes through some manner of adversity. I grew up in the world of playing sports for a lot of years. I'm still passionate about most sports that I played and those that I didn't play because I recognize that champions in any sport, champions in business, champions in life who reach a level of success have to embrace and I believe appreciate adversity. Let's talk about this first idea. This first idea about transforming who you are in the midst of adversity. I can think back to a scenario in 1998 in my personal life where I was faced with an immediate awareness of adversity. And that would be a time when I realized that my two sons at that time, I would now have to figure out how to be a dad at a distance as they moved to a different state from where I lived. And for a period of time, I moved there and then I moved back to my hometown. But I had to transform anything that I thought about up until that point about the definition of being a good father. I had to transform every item of importance, every item of focus, everything that I thought was comfortable into something new. And my willingness to transform through that adversity helped, I believe, make me not just a better person, but a better man, but hopefully, in the end, a better father. This idea of having to transform when we are faced with an adversity often challenges us to do things that we don't typically like to do, which is, number one, get out of our comfort zone. A lot of us like to stay in a rhythm. And what's interesting about success and entrepreneurship and leadership and things that I know you're involved in is that the best of us in those areas of leadership, personal growth, professional growth, career growth, we all must leave our comfort zone. We've all heard the phrase that success lies outside of your comfort zone. And a lot of times without adversity, we just wouldn't leave our comfort zone because of our natural human characteristics. Like, we love to be safe. We love to be warm, and we love to be, you know, welcomed and in a calm, quiet environment. We love our routines. But this idea, item number one, three reasons to appreciate adversity. Reason number one is because it'll challenge you to transform through the adversity, through the challenge. What I'll finish on this and move to the next point is, I love, and I don't know who said this, but this resonated so much when I heard it. And it was, whatever you've been through, you got through. Whatever you've been through, you got through. And I remember when I first heard that, I was like, wow. So often we can complain about what the hard times look like. We can complain about the challenges, the adversity. But the funny thing is that if we're able to complain about it or talk about it or remember it or relive it, we often forget that we got through it. And that's the good news. Step number two, this idea of shifting your beliefs. The beliefs that we have when we enter an adverse situation, we often have to now change in order to make it through it, to become somebody new on the other side. In order to transform, we have to shift our beliefs. We have to change our paradigm. We have to change those things that we thought were true in many cases. You know, I think back to when I had a business failure in 2008, and we all kind of know what happened back during that season. Well, the reality is, it wasn't that the real estate and the lending market themselves were terminally going away. It was the understanding that I had to shift my belief as to what that new market landscape looked like. And so while we transitioned through that period, I was challenged to shift many beliefs about A, where customers were going to come from, B, doing loans and having customers from other countries and other states and other geographic locations where I had been conveniently doing business in my own backyard. I mean, those are just simple examples, but whatever we're going through, whatever that adverse situation is, we are challenged to shift our belief. And again, of course, this is the Mind Shift podcast, of course. So when we say shift your mind, you'll shift your results, there's often some challenge, right? It's not as easy as we think it would be because A, we've been brought up in our own society, in our own culture, in our own family upbringing. We've got our own genes, and changing those beliefs isn't always easy. The first step is acknowledging that where you are right now is where you are, right? Acknowledging now is where you are. And if where you are is not where you want to be, then you acknowledge that there's something that needs to change. Step two is just simply to make a decision, which is where a lot of people fail to do. They just don't want to make a new decision about where to go. They'll complain about the adversity. They'll complain about the challenge. They'll complain about the thing that they don't like, but they won't make a new decision to shift the way they've thought about things, about this particular situation going forward. And I think that it's in the moment, as Tony Robbins would say, in the moment of your decision, your destiny is shaped. But are we willing to decide? Are we willing to cut off other old options that no longer serve us? That's what I'm talking about in this idea of shifting our beliefs. This idea of adversity and accepting it and appreciating it, if we recognize that it gives us an opportunity to shift a belief that's been holding us back, that's been keeping us stuck, and that won't serve us for where we're going. I hope that serves you. The last idea here is this idea of, in terms of appreciating adversity, is the mental strength that you will not only develop, but gain and build on when you're going through some sort of adversity. You know, a lot of times we don't think we're able to do certain things until an adverse situation presents no other option, right? Nobody would want to sign up for going financially bankrupt, but it'd be surprising what happens if you happen to have to go through that, that when you make it to the other side, like mentally, you're like, oh, that wasn't as bad as I thought. If you have some sort of illness and you are able to get through that illness and get your body healthy and well, like the mental tenacity to do that is a large part of the battle. Sure, you need great doctors, you need great people giving you great medicine, and you need great therapy or rituals and routines. But a lot of it is your own mental strength, strengthening, that will help guide you through that process. You know, I think about stress, and I think about how stress is deemed one of the core doorways to major illness. I mean, if you study health and wellness, if you study Eastern culture, if you study the body, a large part of our major illnesses and our major health ailments are rooted in stress. And so when I think about adversity, of course, you're going to be having stress, right? And a certain amount of stress is good. Your muscle can't grow unless it's stressed, right? But mentally speaking, when we think about appreciating adversity, it gives us an opportunity to build up those mental muscles so that we can look at what we've been through and look at what we've gone through and look at what we've learned and looked at those things we'll no longer tolerate. And we are becoming more mentally strong through the process. I was in a conversation with someone recently, and they were referring back to a period of time when they had to think a certain way to make it. They had to think a certain way to survive. They had to think and behave and act a certain way. And that strengthening of that person's mindset, the strengthening of their resolve, served them well during that season. And the interesting part of that conversation was I invited them to consider the possibility that they could appreciate those days and appreciate those reminded behavioral patterns because it was needed back then. It's sort of like the fight or flight reaction in our body. Like that fight or flight is needed in the moment, but everyday living in fight or flight is not good for our bodies. So how can we take that mental strength and that mental toughness that we develop during that moment of adversity or a season of adversity? Because Lord knows, sometimes the adversity lasts for a little bit more than a night, right? Sometimes it lasts for longer than we'd like it to last. But the key, though, is know that we're building mental strength and toughness going through it. What I like to share is when we're going through that and we're reminded of how we had to be a certain way or how we had to transform, how we had to, in step one of this, transform ourselves through the adversity. We had to step two, shift our beliefs through the adversity. But step three, we became somebody who we weren't through that adversity, is to be mindful that in this new day, in this today, that we have been through those steps, whether consciously or subconsciously, and we can build on that as we go. I'm not suggesting wake up and go look for adversity. I'm not suggesting that you should live in a constant state of adversity. What I am saying is adversity is coming whether you want it to or not. We just have to go a few years back to see that we woke up one day with a new set of health adversity in the world, not just in your neighborhood, not just in your backyard, not just in your country, in the world. And we had an opportunity to figure out how we could do those things I've shared today, which is appreciate that adversity. Who did we have to become? Businesses had to pivot. We had to learn how to work differently. We had to learn how to model differently and walk differently and talk differently and mask at that time, differently and social distance differently. We had to do all sorts of things. And funny enough is we can all look back and say, huh, we had to transform, we had to shift our beliefs, and we had to develop some sort of mental strength. And so I was in this conversation and I thought a few of these ideas would land for you today. I don't know where you are today. I don't know what you're going through right now. And certainly if you're going through something adverse, I'm praying for you and believing for you to hopefully let some of these ideas wash over you. If they're helpful for you, please take them and run with them and apply them to your life. As my journey as an entrepreneur and all sorts of other areas of leadership and growth and personal development and business and excitement and sports, let's be clear. Even though I play golf right now and I'm not the best golfer on the planet, when I show up on a round of golf and I play bad, it's adversity. It's not my job. It's not my career. I'm not going to quit my day job to go play golf full time. But when I go out and I have that moment of adversity, I step back and I'm able to say, huh, I have an opportunity to transform the next time I come out. I have an opportunity to believe and shift my belief that even in a game of golf for recreation, that the next time I could be better than this time. And I can build that mental toughness that says, just because I played bad today or I hit some bad shots today, it doesn't mean that that has to carry forward into my next level of experience. My friend, adversity is going to be here whether we want it or not. I remember hearing this long time ago, one of my favorite quotes ever from Mr. Jim Rohn. It's not the blowing of the wind that determines our destination. It's the set of the sail. And the same wind blows on us all. So wherever we're going in life, wherever we're moving to in our life, in our endeavors, in our goals, and our vision, understand that the winds are going to blow. And that's that adversity. I hope these ideas kind of set in with you today. I'd love to hear what your thoughts are. You can certainly reach out to me on Instagram at Mr. Darrell Evans. You can reach out to me anywhere on social at Mr. Darrell Evans. And if these ideas resonated with you and you think they could help someone, I'd invite you to share today's episode with them. You can follow us, hit the like, hit the subscribe button wherever you're listening to this show right now. I want to say thank you to those who have been with us for over 4.5 years now. Thank you so much. I appreciate the comments. I appreciate the feedback. I appreciate you checking in. I thank all of my guests over the years who have just blessed our show with their wisdom, with their insights. And I just want to say thank you. I hope you enjoyed today's show. Embracing adversity, appreciating the opportunity to transform, to shift your beliefs, and to build mental strength that'll carry you into your future days. If this is your first time here, I'm Darrell Evans. I'm your host. I look forward to seeing you on the next episode of the Mindshift Podcast. Talk to you soon. Hey, my friend, thanks again for listening to today's episode of the Mindshift Podcast. Listen, let's not have the conversation end here. Connect with me on social at Mr. Darrell Evans on almost all the platforms, with the exception of Facebook. My Facebook fan page is at Darrell Evans Fan. Until next week, remember, you're just one shift away from the breakthrough you're looking for.